Blog Talk Radio.
Great day and welcome on this wonderful Friday, fabulous Friday, to Reigning with God. I am Keith Russell Lee. I am your host, and I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced that you have decided to join me on this day. As you say, I'm always psyched, I'm always jazzed, I'm always juiced, because this is a day that the Lord hath made, and a day that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Now, I'm excited because this series is so powerful, and I want to say thank you for those texting me and emailing me and saying how much this means to them. Again, this series is about understanding that the power of God is resident within you. With you understanding and coming into the awareness, the consciousness that the fullness of God through the Holy Spirit lives, moves, and dwells within you, and you have everything you need and more in you. And again, I share that's the destiny difference. That is a true distinction that we believe that many people, you know, don't. But we believe that God has given us everything that we need and more. You know, I've discovered, and I shared this on one of the other segments, that I really believe that the reason why prayers are not answered or perceived to be not answered is not because God is doing something different and he's moving you in another direction. He's saying no. I believe it's because God is saying, why are you asking me? You have everything you need and more within you. You have what it takes to create, to manifest that which you desire, and let me even go further and say that which you really deserve in your life. Now, we're continuing. I've been talking about these inner dynamics. Some call them faculties, spiritual faculties. I call them the inner spiritual dynamics. These are traits that are within you. Like I started off talking about faith, and for several days I talked about love. Now I'm talking about strength. And I want you to really become present to this, that you have strength. You have strength. You have power. Strength, in by definition, is might. You know, it's power. You have strength. You have power within you. You have the working of God's mighty power operating in you. So a lot of times in our lives, we feel that we don't have strength, right? Come on. I know I've been there. You know, you're dealing with, oh, man, if I can just simply make it another day. Man, if I can just make it another week, another month. Man, when is my change going to come, right? We have all been there, and we've looked, and we said, God, Lord, I need more strength. Not really recognizing that we have the capacity of unlimited strength, which is within us. Now, let me be clear, folks. I'm not talking about your own strength. I'm talking about the strength of God lives in you. And so what you have to do is, you know, get beyond this idea of, you know, I can't make it. Greater is he, 1 John 4:4, greater is he who dwells inside of you than he that is in the world. You have the strength of God, the mighty working power of God within you. Now, that is one of the reasons why, let me give you some scripture on this. That's why, one of the reasons why in Zechariah 4:6, that the writer in Zechariah says, so he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by power, or rather, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Wow. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. And what does he say? Not based upon your own power, not based upon your own strength, but the mighty working power of God inside of you. See, my friend, we have to understand that we are spiritual beings, and I talk about this so much that, you know, yes, we are made up of mind, body, and spirit. The core of our being is spirit. And we are spiritual beings created and made in the likeness and in the image of God. One of the problems that we have in life is that we keep looking at our humanness. We keep looking at what the mind can do, what the body can do, and that's upon our own strength, what our own intellect can do. But it's upon the spiritual component of who we are. That's the essence of our being, and when we operate out of the essence of our being, that is where our strength lies. Let me share another scripture with you here, because I'm talking about the power of God that is operating within you. And this is when Paul was dealing with a malady, and he's struggling in 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength, God's strength, is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So what he's saying? He's saying that God's grace, his unmerited help and favor, is sufficient for us. For his strength, when we feel weak, when we feel that we can't, I'm talking about the humanist side of us, right? It's not about you. It's not about the human aspect of that. You know, see, Paul discovered, and he was, you know, talking about this thorn in the flesh, this malady that had came upon him, and not realizing, okay, I'm looking at this in the wrong way. I now see this as an opportunity of God to manifest powerfully through me. Wow. So in my weakness, I'm feeling weak. I'm declaring my little story. Oh, how weak I am. Oh, I have the malady. Oh, this and that and the other, the diagnosis. But yet it's in my acceptance of that that I'm made strong. To realize that, look, this is not about me. This is not about my flesh. This is not about my carnality. This is not about my mere existence. It's greater is he who dwells inside of me than he that's in the world. It's God operating in me and through me as me. And it's his strength operating in me, through me, as me. Man, this is powerful stuff. Because I've been there. I've dealt with circumstances and situations. I've dealt with struggles. And not realizing that I had the strength all along to be able to overcome. You may be dealing with something right now. Stop relying upon your own strength. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. Stop relying upon your own strength, but upon the strength of God in you. That is why meditation and prayer is so vital and important. To really take that time to be still, to align ourselves. See, as long as I can tell this from my own experience, one of the reasons why I have dealt with, when I was in my full-time pastorate, I used to get burned out. I got burned out. And I got burned out because I wasn't spending the time in prayer and meditation. I was always running around doing something. You know, I was like an important guy, you know. Everybody wanted me, the great demands, and, oh, I have to be the person to do it. I've got to go to every meeting. I've got to put out every fire. I've got to go do this and that and the other and fly across the world and do my revivals and do my seminars and conferences, right? Okay, that's a great recipe of relying upon your own strength. Because, see, you need the time to stop. To get off the treadmill of life, to center yourself. That's what meditation is all about. It's centering yourself in the Word. It's centering yourself in the presence of God. Matter of fact, people talk about that. It's called practicing the presence of God. It's when I'm in my meditation and prayer time, I'm practicing the presence of God. I am still to allow His presence to be able to energize me, to strengthen me, to encourage me. I can always tell individuals when they're not centered, when they're not aligned. And we do that when we are in prayer and meditation, and then we can draw upon the strength of God. We can draw upon the strength of God. So we know it's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And I love this. I'm going to go to Joel 3:10. And another thing, because, again, folks, this is, again, relying upon the strength of God. I'm telling you, I'm excited now about this lesson. I'm excited because, man, yes, I've been carrying stuff. I've been operating in my own strength. And now, folks, I'm telling you, it's about operating in the strength of God. Joel 3:10, are you there? It says that, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Now, you may say, I'm not strong. I'm not feeling it. Well, of course, that's because you are dealing with your own strength. But when I deal with the strength of the Lord, the weak I am can say, as Paul shared, as Joel says here, let the weak say, I am strong, knowing that his grace is sufficient for me, knowing that I'm made strong in him. You are strong in Christ. You are strong in God. You are strong in God. And stop saying and stop declaring, well, you know, I'm just weak. Oh, I'm so tired. You know, you've heard me talk many times before about the I am distinction. Whatever, you know, the name of God is that Moses says, who shall I say sent me? And he says, tell them that I am that I am. And so he says, I am that I am. Yeah, I'm the self-existent one. I am that self-existent one. And my friend, when we use I am, have you ever noticed that whatever we attach to I am, that we become? So when I say that I'm tired, I'm worn out, I'm weak, that's what we become, particularly as we enunciate that, as we share that. But we're to say I am strong, because then why? I am is the name of God. I am is the name of God. And when we use the name of God, I am, we should attach only the nature of God to it. God is not weak. God is not tired. God is not exhausted. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm sorry. No, I mean, I can apologize, but I have to watch how I use I am, because I am is the name of God. I am strong. I am the nature of God. And to begin continue to affirm those things. Well, listen, folks, my time is running. In these next few minutes that I have, I want you to please become a faith partner with Keith Russell Lee Ministries, also known as the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment. I need you to go to our website, krlm.org, krlm.org, and click on the link and to say, yes, I want to be a partner with Keith Russell Lee Ministries. I'm asking you to sow into our ministry. I'm asking you to sow a seed of a minimum of $58 to our ministry. And as a result of that, I believe that God is going to bless you beyond your imagination. See, I believe this, that when you sow and you give into the things of God, when you go to help someone to be able to do the work of God, God multiplies that back to you. The scripture declares that, give and it shall be given to you in the measure that you give. Pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing shall men give unto your bosom. So, folks, please go to the website, krlm.org, and please become a partner today. Well, listen, until next time, this has been Keith Russell Lee saying, live with faith and power and continue to create that phenomenal life. Until Monday.